If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Solo guitar, guitar solo.
A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
When I walk with you, I feel weird. When I talk with you, I feel weird. When I'm standing here, I feel strange. When you're standing near, I feel strange. All that I know is my mind is blown when I'm with you.
welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. And we have Jenna Perala playing live here. So don't go anywhere.
Sucking on a lemonade. Fat girl blowing a kiss, licking her lips for Uncle like a whore. But you don't know.
This is a free show. This is a free show. I can't believe it, I must be dreaming. She turns the sound down, says I am human. This is a freak show, I'm screaming. She spins a world, stop. This is a freak show,
here. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. My name is Osvaldo Perez. And we're listening to The Cure. Like that legendary band from the 80s. The Cure, 80s, 90s. And now into the 2000s. They become a little bit more techno. No? But that's the Cure. We're listening to the song Freak Show. From their kind of EP, Hypnagogic States. Before then, we listened to a couple of songs from Mirror. The first one was Nowhere, and the second one, Fat Girl. It's a pretty cool CD, Mirror. We started the show with the Flaming Lips, a classic, With You. Flaming Lips from Oklahoma. So we have Jenna Perala today. She's part of a new band called Tom Girl. She's been playing around Vancouver for a while now. Hey Jenna, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Yeah, so she's gonna be performing on April 10 at the Legion on Commercial Drive in the anniversary of the show, the Morning After show, the 10th anniversary. We're going into our 10th year. Here, so we're going to have a big party on April 10. It's going to start at 2 o'clock. A lot of bands, 11 bands we're going to have there. And one of them is Jenna's band, Tom Girl. So we're going to talk a little bit with her. She has her guitar here, and we'll play a couple of Tom Girl songs and some cool other music here on the Morning After show. So, Jenna, you've been around before Tom Girl. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your career here in Vancouver?
Okay, well, I wrote my first song in May of 2005, and I liked it so much that I just decided to keep doing it, and I wrote an album's worth of material that year, and in the coming, probably 2005, 2006, and had the opportunity to start playing live, and I played with a one band called Friends Like Us originally, uh-huh. and they were a bunch of awesome guys and taught me a lot. And then played solo also, very singer-songwritery, very lyrical. And then recorded that album, This Ain't Pretty, which I've been on the show here promoting
before. This Ain't Pretty. It's a pretty cool album. It has 12 songs. We were saying that you probably played them all already here, no?
I think I probably have. I'm pretty fond of it, yeah. But I'm definitely ready to record my next album, which I look forward to. And I'll probably start that this year.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So it's going to be Tom Girl album or?
This is my next solo album.
Okay.
And then I would love to record a Tom Girl album too. We've recorded a couple tracks, just independently on our own. I'd love to record a full Tom Girl album.
Yeah.
That's sort of my favorite project right now, but I really look forward to getting my, new songs down, my solo stuff down too.
So Tom Girl, who are the other members of Tom Girl, or what's the deal?
Well, right now we are me, obviously, and then the drummer is a fellow named Tom Tischer, and we were sort of the beginning of the band, hence Tom Girl. And we've been just playing with different friends as bass players, so we're looking for a bass player. And then we've got a new keyboard player joining us as well.
Okay.
A fellow by the name of Lewis Holloway.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So, Tom Girl, is that who writes the songs for Tom Girl?
Well, it's me and the drummer, predominantly. So we do a lot of, I think we're really cool because we do a lot of duet stuff, like a lot of, like the first song we wrote together, which we'll play later on this program, is called Right For You. And a lot of times I'll come with the idea, and just sort of it'll develop together. But this particular song I had started with my old band, and I thought the guitar player had a crush on me.
Uh-huh.
So I started this song, and I wanted to write it with him, but he didn't want to. So I brought it forward with Tom, and he really liked the melody and just what we were both going through in our lives and stuff at that point. It just really worked out.
Cool. Yeah. But do you have any Jenna Perala songs in Tom Girl?
Yeah. Well, the song that the sort of country ditty, Tell It to the Stars, is a song that I wrote and brought it forth. And then I'll write, like, even I Want to Get High, like, I wrote that.
That's the name of the song,
That's
right?
That's the name. Oswaldo knows nothing about that at all. Stone cold sober all the time. No, I wrote that, but I'd written it in really quickly and then sort of brought it forth with the band, and we played it once, and it just all fell together. So there still needs a little bit of work on it, but I'll write it, but what I really like about Tom Girl is that we're such a duet. Like, we really co-write, and we do a lot of, we cover some, John Prine duet stuff, and Tom sings amazing backup vocals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so cool. It's really great.
Well, let's listen to that song, Tell It to the Stars. I heard that song before, many times. I think you played it on the show.
I played it on the show.
You probably perform it regularly, no?
So yeah, cool. I just like it on my electric and with the drums. It's a lot better as a bit of a country ditty.
Okay, so let's listen to that. You were listening to The Cure there in the back. We're talking here with Jenna Perala from Tom Girl. That's her new project. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show.
Body doesn't look right, my job doesn't feel right. Brother doesn't act right, my lover doesn't care right. Smoking kills and so do guns. Drugs are ever so much fun. Lies are truths and truths are lies. Why we
Vancouver Theater Sports League presents two new shows at the New Review stage on Granville Island, opening March 11th. The tribe has voted. Improviver Granville Island is back by popular demand.
This Survivor parody sees eight improvisers stranded on the remote regions of Granville Island, where they must out-gag, out-laugh, and out-shop each other to avoid tribal council.
Catch Improviver every Thursday to Saturday at 7:30 p.m. Don't miss Stretch, the non-stop improv show that squeezes every drop of comedy out of a single suggestion from the audience. It's improv that's harder, better, faster, funnier every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. beginning March 18th.
Singing their love songs, Surprise, it's alive. You got nothing to hide. But no one can take your freedom. Your music. Your music. Your music. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your music. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that was the Get Down from Commercial Drive. You for Commercial Drive?
Where I live on Main Street.
You're from Maine?
Yeah.
Maine girl.
From Main Street. Born and raised. No, not really. No.
Where were you born?
I was born in Canada, Vancouver. I'm first generation
Vancouver?
Canadian.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Mm-hmm. So yeah, the Get Down is going to be playing at the show on the 10 at the Legion, 2205 Commercial Drive there. The Get Down. The song was called Music. Before that, we listen to Tom Girl with Tell It to the Stars. We have Jenna here, part of the band. So, who are your influences?
My influences, a lot of times it's who I'm currently listening to. So, right now I'm influenced a lot by just some sort of dirty rock and roll songs, like just dirtier sounding, but still melodic. Like, I'm in love with the Raconteurs, and Jack White is my dream producer. I would love for him to produce one of my albums. And TV on the Radio is one of my favorite bands currently, like of a new era, I guess you could say. I really love The Kills, especially I love that they're a duo, like they're just a two-piece. So they influence me, and then of course all the lyricists, like, you know, the old school lyricists.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So you have your guitar there. So you want to play a song?
Sure.
For the audience?
Yeah.
So
So this is a song called Fine. And it's just one of my favorite little ditties. And I actually play it with Tom Girl as well.
Okay.
You know, it's about a boy.
Okay.
He's a dog and an altar boy, smokes cigarettes and wears nice kicks. He's doing lines and I'm doing fine. I'm fine, just fine. He treats me nice, probably tires soon. Lives real hard and works hard too. Makes me feel like the prettiest girl in the room. I'm doomed. He's got a knife, better watch yourself. He's savage, anyone can tell. He's sweet though, he's trouble. And he likes it when I get excited. I like I don't have to keep quiet. Honestly though, I don't buy it. Shh, quiet, we're fine. Just fine. It's fine. Fine, it's fine, I'm fine. We're fine, it's fine, I'm fine. Like I said, we're doing fine. Probably just passing the time. But knowing me, I'll end up crying. Cause I can't see what he wants with me. And he can't be everything I need. There's something there that we must feed. And it's so wrong, I can't believe. And he's so wrong, I can't begin. But here I am, thinking of him. And it's fine, just fine. We're fine. fine, his fine, oh, fine. It's fine, just fine.
Cool. So that was Jenna playing Fine is the name of the and the song. Cool. I think I heard that song before.
Mm-hmm. I just put a little chord change in there recently, so I thought that one. And plus it's a Tom, like we play it with Tom Girl, and Tom adds some really nice backup vocals to it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. And any other concerts happening with you?
Well, we're playing your show on the 10th, and then mostly we're just into getting our set tight and recording, because that's sort of the most fun thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
People getting to really hear what we sound like. And then we're gonna play Seattle in May. Yeah, and maybe we'll play, I don't know, I submitted our stuff for Music Waste,
mm-hmm.
so maybe we'll be playing that, I don't know.
Cool.
Just not too many shows, really, and I don't have anything solo on the books.
Anything solo, no?
No.
Nothing?
No.
Cool, well, let's see what else is happening around town. Any concerts that you can recommend? You're an avid concert goer, too,
I'm
eh?
I'm an avid concert goer. I am a bit of, it's my greatest extravagance, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what's coming up? Well, I'm heading out of town to hit Coachella Music Festival, where I'll basically see everything that I would want to see that come. Leonard Cohen.
Is coming?
Yeah, go to Leonard Cohen. And the Presets at the Commodore, they're back. That's pretty fun.
The Presets, when are they playing?
April 13th or something like that, I think.
Car.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Also, the Unofest is coming Friday and Saturday, March 28th.
Yep.
We might have tickets for that, so keep listening to the show. We'll check. We'll have a surprise for you. What else? Bob Wiseman coming March 27 at the Western Front. The Shout Out playing Saturday, March 28th, and Richards.
Those guys, they're cool guys.
They're cool,
I got to know them pretty well, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, they're a fun show for sure. Although I got a big crush on one of the guys, and it turns out he's engaged.
Mm-hmm.
That's no fun.
Yeah. pity. Yeah, they're coming... On March 28th at Richards. We gave a last show, we gave a couple of tickets for that one. The Bronx, Wednesday, April 1st at Richards. You can listen to Third Time's the Charm, Flex Your Head, and We All Fall Down. They're going to give away tickets, so check out those shows. They will be playing with Trash Talk on the Richards on April 1st. What else? Mira playing Friday, April 3rd at the Biltmore Cabaret. The Mysteries of Pittsburgh playing Monday, April 6th at Fifth Avenue Cinema. That's a movie,
yeah.
I think. Eh? Set in Pittsburgh in the early 80s. Yeah, that's a film with John Foster, Mina Subari, and Nick Nolte.
Hey, cool. Nick Nolte.
And Sienna Miller is also in the film. So... it's happening on Monday, April 6th. What else we have here? Marisa Nadler coming Saturday, April 11th at the Media Club. So that's some of the... oh, and the Yonder Mountain String Band, which is Jason's favorite band, even though he hasn't listened to them.
Everyone's like, who's Jason?
No, Jason's been coming to the show for the last couple of shows. So.
Do you reference him?
Yeah. He's a part of band music, so he'll talk a little bit about it later on in the show. So in the meantime, we can listen to another song from Tom Girl. You want to
I say go for Right For You.
Right For You.
So, and this is what I was talking about.
So what's the story about the song?
Well, the story behind this song is I wrote it with my last band. Because I thought, the old band, Friends Like Us.
Okay.
And I thought that maybe the guitar player, one of them, had a crush on me. Because every time, well, whatever. and so I started this song and invited him to write a duet with me. And he just didn't ever get around to it. So I played it for Tom, our drummer, and he really liked the melody, and I said, funny you should say that, and he was going through some stuff, and I was going through some stuff at that point that just really suited this song, and we wrote it, and it's the first song we ever wrote together.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, so let's listen to that song. Listen to...
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yeah.
Not right. I'll be the man who killed Bill O'Reilly. Jeremy Glick and family value and honesty and truth. I will be fair for the love of God and human decency. Please don't shut me up. I will be balanced. I'll be the man who killed Bill O'Reilly.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. You're listening to the Morning After Show. We are on our 10th anniversary. We're celebrating. We're going to celebrate on April 10 at the Legion, 2205 Commercial Drive. And we were complaining about MySpace, eh? Because it's not, it doesn't work, never works.
Well, it works sometimes. It's just not working properly.
Yeah, that's why we try not to put songs from MySpace. But what can you do?
Way to plug the MySpace.
Yeah. So we were listening there to Los Malos from Vancouver. They're going to be playing the show as well. The song was called Let's Break Up the Band. Pretty cool song, eh? Mm-hmm. Their new song, I think. Pretty cool. We're listening there to Manola doing some backup voice, and Alejandro singing and playing the guitar. Before Los Malos, we listened to the Aching Heart Foundation, also another Vancouver band that is going to be performing on April 10th there at the Legion.
I think that's my favorite Aching Heart Foundation song I know.
Yeah, The Doctor is called The Doctor. They have a CD called The Destination. So, yeah, we have a surprise ticket giveaway, so stay tuned. We'll do it in like a couple of minutes,
surprise.
5 minutes. So get your hands on the telephone and be ready for the signal.
Still testing
questions. The signal.
Be prepared.
And what else I was going to talk about? Well, I guess Jenna has... Band Music. Band Music is putting the party for the 10-year anniversary. So the website is coming pretty well. I was checking it last night. And,
yeah, it's coming along. It's fanmusic.ca. Come check it out. All the bands that are going to be playing at the show are listed there. We're getting some video added, live video, different shows. We'll be shooting the show on the 10th. Yeah.
Come out and support Vancouver music.
Basically, come out and support Vancouver music.
It's such a good thing to do.
Yeah, man. So that's the whole plan. That's the whole goal. And if you love music, you might as well come and dance your ass off. Because that's what Good Friday is for, right?
Dance, yeah. Listen, drink.
Good
I
Friday.
Think something about the resurrection of Christ.
Yeah.
Good Friday,
yeah.
Good times, good music. That's
yeah,
what
well, instead of wine, we'll have beer.
Good beer.
Uh-huh. And so, yeah, what are some of the bands that are going to be playing there?
We got the Get Down, Hawaiian Bibles, Los Furios, The Rain and the Sidewalk, Sinister Black, Alberta's Hunter, which I think is now Hunter's Web.
Yeah, Hunter's Web or Mac Hunter.
Personalities happening. He's agreeing with himself over what he wants to name himself.
Is he solo?
He's got a couple different projects. He's with The Herd as well. Very talented, actually. With Alberta's Hunter, he plays like all his instruments himself on stage and sets up loops.
Okay.
Max, super talented.
Cool.
Michelle Cardellese, Los Malos, the Aching Heart Foundation, and Robbie Lovedub, who's a really good DJ. He's also doing our sound event services. I might as well plug Robbie because he's got tons of sound event services. If you ever need somebody to do a show, this guy will set you up. And Jess Hill, of course, from The Drive, another local fave.
And
of course, Tom Girl.
Tom Girl, of course.
From the Main Street.
Well, we're sort of dispersed. Main Street, and then the boys are on Commercial Drive.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're hoping that we can have a little feud. We can have, like...
Main Street versus
split
Commercial
the dance
Drive.
Floor and have Main Street
Dude, hippies versus
other.
Hipsters.
Ooh, it's on. I don't know who'd win.
I don't know. I think the hippies might take it. The hipsters' jeans are too tight.
Nice.
Yeah. I've lived a couple in both places before.
Yeah.
I think The Drive would overcome.
Oh, I think it's a challenge. The Main Street's got to come out to this show now. It's on.
Yeah.
Wear your glasses without lenses.
We have on the Commercial Drive side. We have the Get Down. We have Jess Hill. Los Furios. Kyle, the guitar singer. He lives in Commercial too. Los Furios, Hawaiian Bibles, I don't know where they live in.
Main Street.
If you're anywhere like I guess west of Commercial Drive, you're just Main Street.
Yeah.
Just Main Street. Yeah.
Not allowed well, to be west, man.
The rain on the sidewalk is half Main Street, half Commercial Drive.
Nice. But all delicious.
No, but all Sinister Black is New Westminster.
Oh,
nice. Nice.
So well, yeah, we have a lot of we have a lot of local talent that is gonna be playing there on April 10th. So Jenna's gonna she has to go pick up her amp for the party, I guess.
Woo! Well, I'm getting a new amp.
Yeah.
A new amp. Well, my first amp. Oh, it's very exciting. That's my agenda today.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So I'm getting an amp. So you wanna play a song before you go, like
sure.
a live song?
Okay. I'm thinking of playing a little cover ditty, and yeah, so
we should close the door.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking.
Because there's always a party going on in CITR.
All right, so I think you'll recognize this song. This is a song I play with Tom Girls.
What's the name of that song?
Be My Baby.
Cool. Who's the original?
The original singers are the Ronettes.
The Ronettes.
Yeah, and probably a lot of people know it from the Dirty Dancing soundtrack. I believe it's on that. But it's such a kick-ass song.
And that's a kick-ass movie. Like
that's Jason.
That's Jason's statement.
Jason over there.
You're not supposed to say my name.
Jason Paulette.
Oh, not my phone!
No, it is a great movie.
Yeah, I don't know about that. well, Jason has been taping the show, so it probably is going to be on Bad Music as well.
Yeah, what I'm going to do is cut this together in the next day or so and upload some this wonderful live music onto the website, vanmusic.ca,
yay,
where you will see more and more video of local Vancouver talent.
Cool.
Thanks for having me today.
Sure, no problem. So good luck finding your amp.
Oh, I know what I want.
Oh, you know, you already know?
Oh, yeah.
Is it all spoken and everything?
Well, no. I just know exactly what I want, so I'm going to go buy it because I got a job.
Cool. And okay, so for the tickets, we have. Let's talk about the Junos, because they're coming on Friday 27 and Saturday March 28 at various venues, and some cool bands are gonna be playing. The Shout Out is playing on Saturday at 9 p.m. and Richardson Richards, and they're playing with The Good News. So that was very popular last week that we gave the tickets. Everybody wanted to go see these guys. So what else? Keeney Stars also playing at Bar None at 12 o'clock on Friday. Let's see what else I can recognize here. El Dorado's playing on the Railway Club on Saturday. They're playing with Ladies of the Canyon and Deep Dark Woods. Ben Sinister playing at the Bourbon 50 on Friday with Inward Eye and Mobile. The Februaries are playing at the Cellar with Manny Caria, Ben Sixton, Nat J. So it's pretty cool there. Pretty cool lineup. What else? Said the Whale is playing with A. Rosetta. That's at the Media Club. Spread Eagle with the Mambills, some Black Betty and Pride Tiger. That's going to be a heavy show at the Penthouse. That's on Friday. So all Friday and Saturday, there's going to be cool bands playing around. So we're going to give away one wristband for the Junos. So you can go to any of the shows. So you can give us a call here. The number is 822-2487. 822-2487, 822-CITR. And in the meantime, oh, you cannot call, Jason. In the meantime, while we answer the phone, I don't know what we're going to play. Maybe Hawaiian Bible. So hold on, the people that are calling, we'll just pick randomly one of the telephones. And we'll be right back.
I'll take you back again. I'll take you back again. Long I wait as I sit here on display. Some are crying and I wait here anyway. Looking at me and they're wondering why I'm here. Okay, it's their own fear. Well, I'm looking around and I'm wondering why I came. But I know I gotta be here today all the same. My thoughts sometimes they rape me from what I want to feel. Get raptured by the forgetting what is real. I can tell them lies, lies, lies. Hear my noise. I've been waiting all day, so sit down, you got no choice. They're just lies, lies, lies. I'm telling them all. This twisted little story, I'm on my lies. Words are scared me now, but I'm singing anyhow. Words escape me now, I'm singing anyhow. Lie away all your insecurities, lie away your fear, lie away just everything. Tell them what they wanna hear. You can tell them lies, lies, lies.
That's Michelle Carter-Lee. She's going to be also performing on April 10th. So it's going to be like a huge lineup of people performing that day. So don't miss that. It's going to start from 2 p.m. onwards. More information, you can check www.citr.ca and www.bandmusic.ca. And you can see all the information regarding all the bands that are going to be playing there. Or you can check the MySpace of the Morning After Show, which is MySpace/Sonic Vortex. Or just type the Morning After Show and you'll find it there. And so thanks, Jenna, for coming here.
My pleasure.
You want to plug your MySpace sites as well?
MySpace/TomGirl. Check it out, especially after we were so kind to MySpace. but that's where you'll find upcoming shows right now. We're also on Facebook. So, yeah, there you go. I'm heading out, and we're going to play one more song. Is that right?
Yeah, we're going to put the song called I Wanna Get High.
Yeah, which has a really hard to understand chorus. So I think I'm just gonna not say what we're saying in it, and it'll be like one of those R-E-S-P-E-C-T songs where you just never really know what we're saying.
Okay, cool. So that's we should do a compilation of 420 songs, you know, Jason, because we're kind of looking into that trend here in the Vancouver bands.
I don't know where that comes from.
Where you meet these people.
I don't know.
Okay, so let's listen to Tom Girl, and I'll be right back. Thanks, Gina, for coming here.
Thank you.
You're listening to 101.9. See if the MySpace wants to work, because it wasn't working before. Yeah. Oh, there it is.
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesdays 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Let me sleep no more. I wanna go to sleep. Go to sleep on the dance floor.
When I was younger, younger, I used to be bolder, bolder. And now I'm older.
We're the Vayners!
From Halifax!
And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yeah, so we were listening to the Maniards. You're listening to the Morning After Show here on CITR 101.9 FM. If you missed the show, you can always podcast at www.citr.ca and you can listen to all the shows from the last 3 or 4 years there. So, yeah, pretty cool show today. Kind of like an anniversary show. Deborah Campbell won the tickets with the wristband that we have for JunoFest. But we also want to say hi to Mark that won tickets to the improv, the stretch improv that is tomorrow. So we probably can give another ticket for that. We'll give that at the end of the show, which is like in 5 minutes. So who else? Also to Max Heim, that he also listens to the show very regularly. So hello to Max and to Natasha that is listening to the show too. Other than that, well, the party on the 10th. April 10th. Right now the tickets are $10, yep. So pretty cool for 11 bands and cheap beer and some food. There's gonna be some surprise food there. So check it out. If you want tickets, you can give me a call, 778-862-1577. We'll leave some tickets at High Life Records as well. They're in Commercial Drive. And if you want to
give you can always get tickets off the website. Just email us at info@vanmusic.ca. And I think there's even a PayPal set up now. So
yeah, there's a PayPal there at vanmusic.ca. So, yeah, you can pay with a credit card, too.
Yeah. Just come support the music.
Yeah, 11 bands. So we should name the bands before we go.
All right, one more time. The Get Down, Hawaiian Bibles, Los Furios, The Rain in the Sidewalk, Sinister Black, Albertus Hunter, Michelle Carter-Lees, Los Malos, The Aching Heart Foundation, Robbie Lovedub, Jess Hill, and Jenna, who is just here with her musical style.
Yeah, yeah. If you haven't seen Los Furios live, you should just go to the project.
Yeah, no, that's a fantastic show, man. Just to see Los Furios. Great show with the trombones and the sax. Like, seriously, I sweat so much when I saw them. I didn't stop dancing the entire show. It was fantastic.
Yeah, probably the best ska band in Vancouver.
Yeah, it's not like
in the whole Canada, probably.
I was tired at the end of that set.
Yeah, check out Los Furios. And so we're going to say goodbye because Cliff is ready here for the laugh tracks. And before we say goodbye, we're going to leave you with the single of Mama Pulpa, our good friends from Mexico City. No, Mama
miss
Pulpa.
You, miss you, gentlemen.
Yeah, probably this year they're not going to make it because they have a new CD. But we want to say hi to Alfredo, to Marco El Huevo, Juanito, and Esteban to Mexico City. So we're going to leave you with their last song called Que Mal Gusto, Bad Taste. And don't miss next show, The Get Down. It's going to be playing live here. And we might have a couple of surprises also. We're going to give tickets away for April the 10th. And if you want to check out tomorrow's Stretch Improv at Granville Island, that's a 7:30 comedy show presented by Vancouver Theatre Sports League. You can give me a call here, 822-2487, 822-2487, 822-CITR.
Sí, para hablar, señoras y señores, hablar de lo que nunca hablamos, del mexicano que nos daña, nos daña, nos daña, nos daña.
¡Qué mal gusto demuestran!
De ese hay que hablar hasta aniquilar.
¡Qué mal gusto!